what is discovered when meditation culminates in the complete silencing of the ego mind and its defenses and interference patterns is that a single, infinite, all-powerful, benevolent, blissful intelligence is projecting this entire holographic light show in which our consciousness appears and experiences. And it becomes clear that the light of consciousness is the substance of all that is. And that light carries the intelligent directions of which quantum wave functions to collapse and which to decollapse, and which qualium wave functions to collapse and which to decollapse, as a kind of binary code that determines the appearance and disappearance of every form and of its conduct. But every form, every being within the holographic matrix is a manifestation of that one intelligence. And once the consciousness has opened to its true nature as a manifestation of that infinite self that projects, sustains, and evolves, and finally culminates and ends the performance of this cosmic drama. Our consciousness becomes free of any of the illusory appearances within the frame of reference of the matrix, and we are able to take the position of that all-encompassing presence that determines destiny but is free of the consequences of the false belief that one is an entity in a world. And the entirety of the meaning of the play in which we are characters and actors and ultimately the playwrights of that play reaches a point of realization in which there is total freedom from any attachment to the unfoldment of the explicate order, and an awareness that it is the moment to return to the perfection of the original state of this projected manifestation of a reflection of that infinite consciousness, and remove all of the distortions and the corruptions of those quantum and qualium wave functions that have resulted in the matrix becoming a world of suffering. And in that moment, the world will dissolve into total light, and then a new world will appear within the light that is completely new, divine, perfect, and filled with avataric essences of the God Self that appear as beings who are consciously in possession of the powers of that projecting intelligence without limit. And all of the current limitations on our consciousness that are the cause of our suffering at the proximate level of identification with those mental programs completely falls away, and we are released and liberated into our ultimate infinite nature again. And because we are at every moment throughout the course of the flow of this illusion of time and space, always nothing other than that one absolute intelligence, at any moment we have the freedom to disidentify from the limited, helpless character and realize that all-powerful, all-wise, and all-transcendent being in the non-duality of its presentation of itself as the world and its unmanifest form as the projector of that world. And in the realization of that non-duality comes the ultimate bliss. And this is a gift of grace that comes from that ultimate intelligence. But since you are that ultimate intelligence, you also have the power of bringing that grace to your character. It is simply a matter of the recognition of your true nature and the removal of all of the veils and the conditionings that prevent access to that level of your being. And the accomplishment of that apparent change, which is simply a dropping away of a mask, is entirely within your power of choice. But for that power to be activated, there must be a wholehearted willingness to let go of all of the character's traits, attachments, and its belief system. And it's in the dropping away that all is revealed. Nothing needs to be attained, but all that is finite must be. Let go. And those with the readiness and the wisdom and the understanding of the importance of that act of self-liberation. We'll do that letting go without delay. And this is the greatest service we can do to all beings, because in the opening to the infinite, we become manifestations of that pure love that heals and uplifts and transmits that energy that enables all beings who resonate with what is being emanated to use that vibrational frequency for their own liberation. May you give yourself the freedom to realize who you are. And recognize that there is no obstacle but your own refusal to allow yourself to know the truth of your real self. Simply by abiding in truth, which is also love and light and power and goodness and beauty, all happens spontaneously, naturally, and immediately. Blessings for the internalization of that recognition and the realization that this knowledge is always already in your heart. May you feel the gift of peace, serenity, contentment, and the fullness of the presence of the God Self in your heart, now and always. And may your soul know the even deeper peace of the silence and the presence that enables the full awakening and activation of the power of that supreme presence, resonating and vibrating as your consciousness itself. And may you know the supreme gift of the grace of the eternal light and intelligence that shines as the cosmos itself in its entirety, in its infinite complexity and absolute simplicity. And know the glory of that creative power that manifests as immeasurable beauty and bliss.